This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
A man is in custody, could face child abuse charges after a boy drowned over the weekend at Memorial Park here in Colorado Springs. Officers were called to the park Saturday afternoon after the boy was pulled from the water. Bystanders tried to revive him. The boy died after being taken to an area hospital. Police arrested 53-year-old Joseph Camacho following a preliminary investigation into the drowning. Camacho's relationship with the victim, though, has not been revealed. Colorado Springs police also on the lookout for suspects after gunshots damaged property in southeast Colorado Springs. Officers called to the area of South Academy and Academy Park Loop early yesterday after those gunshots were reported. They found shell casings from several weapons and damage to vehicles and other property in the area. Anyone with information about potential suspects being asked to contact CSPD or Area Crime Stoppers. The Colorado Department of Corrections identifying Christine Guerin-Sandoval as the parole officer who was struck and killed by a suspect fleeing an arrest warrant last Thursday. Colorado Springs Police Chief Adrian Vasquez says that her death is hitting local law enforcement members deeply.
Although parole officers have a different role in our community, they are keeping our community safe. And they're the same officers as those you see wearing the Colorado Springs Police Department uniform.
Officer Guerin-Sandoval worked for the Pueblo County Sheriff's Office for about 12 years. She was also awarded the 2018 Law Enforcement Officer of the Year Award. Two officers were hit in that crash that happened at the intersection of West Bijou and North Spruce Street in Colorado Springs early Thursday afternoon. That suspect, 41-year-old Justin Krula, is in custody. He has an extensive criminal history in both Colorado and Texas. Governor Polis joined Colorado Springs Mayor Yemi Mobolade sharing condolences for the family over the weekend. A climber is recovering after a weekend fall in Cheyenne Canyon. Colorado Springs fire crews say a climber fell about 40 feet in steep, rocky terrain on Saturday. Members of the heavy rescue team assisted with the recovery of the climber, who was in serious condition after being taken to an area hospital. More than 75,000 Kaiser Permanente workers are getting ready to go on what could be one of the largest healthcare strikes in U.S. history. KRDO's Bryn Carmen with more on that.
Unions representing the workers notified the company more than a week ago that they could launch a three-day strike this coming Wednesday. Negotiations on pay, outsourcing, and staffing are stalled. The strike would affect Kaiser Permanente hospitals and clinics in Colorado, California, Oregon, Washington State, Virginia, and Washington, D.C. Bryn Carmen, KRDO News Radio.
A new controversial gun law went into effect yesterday here in Colorado, now requiring a mandatory three-day waiting period to purchase a firearm. Opinions on the issue are split, some saying it is a step forward in the fight against gun violence, while others says it infringes on their Second Amendment rights. The new law does have some exemptions. Military members who plan on being deployed in the next 30 days are exempt. Also, exemptions are in place for antique firearm sales or transfers of ownership. Tom Mauser's son was killed in the Columbine shooting and said this does mark an important step forward.
I think the primary purpose behind this three-day waiting period is to really reduce the risk of impulsive gun purchases. That could lead to a suicide, the shooting of a spouse or a coworker, or even indeed a mass shooting.
But not everyone convinced. Ted Collins owns a local gun store. He says not only does it infringe on the Second Amendment, he doesn't believe it will actually be effective when it comes to preventing violence.
If someone wants to do something harmful to themselves or someone else, they're going to do that, whether it's with a firearm or not. A three-day waiting period doesn't do anything other than inconvenience the law-abiding citizen.
Gun retailers are liable for $500 in fines if they are caught not following that waiting period. That fine goes up to a maximum of $5,000 for a second offense. And finally, state government offices and courthouses are closed today across Colorado in observance of Francis Xavier Cabrini Day. Colorado lawmakers authorized the observance in 2020, establishing the first paid state holiday honoring a woman in the U.S. Mother Cabrini came to the U.S. from Italy in 1889, opening a missionary school and orphanage in the Denver area near the turn of the century. Cabrini was canonized as a saint by the Catholic Church in 1946.
Partly cloudy skies, warm and windy ahead for your Monday afternoon, along with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Some of those could be on the stronger side this afternoon and into the evening. We'll see highs today in the mid-70s, Colorado Springs, 81 in Pueblo, and then much cooler temperatures with a series of fronts coming across the area. We'll see afternoon highs on Tuesday in the upper 60s for Colorado Springs and the mid-70s for Pueblo. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.